Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Those who led the 19th century abolition movement would probably be shocked to see how some forms of slavery persist around the world. Stacy Robertson, the Oglesby Professor of American Heritage at Bradley University, explains how those seeking the abolition of slavery in its modern forms are borrowing tactics from their 19th century predecessors.
19th century abolitionists were audacious, passionate, quirky men and women who expected to demolish the powerful institution of slavery. Their efforts highlighted the divisions in our nation leading up to the Civil War. Despite that traumatic conflict and the success of those abolitionists, a different kind of slavery persists to this day. Though it is illegal worldwide, millions are forced to labor against their will for the profit of others. Men, women, and children of all races and ethnic backgrounds are fighting in militaries, laboring in factories, and plying the sex trade with no escape. Support for modern-day abolitionism has exploded in recent years. There are hundreds of books and films exploring the topic from every imaginable angle. Scholars are hosting conferences, and students and churches are organizing. The reason for this upsurge in consciousness is the movement's sophisticated use of technology. Like 19th century abolitionists, today's anti-slavery activists know how to educate and motivate using modern communication tools. In the 1830s, William Lloyd Garrison relied on the printing revolution with its steam press and cheap paper to spread his message. He edited a newspaper, The Fiery Liberator, and relied on a sophisticated network primarily operated by African Americans. He stirred up a pamphlet storm that blew across the South. Garrison peppered his literature with support from the rich and famous, including former President John Quincy Adams. Today's abolitionists tweet and Twitter. They use Facebook and text messages. They produce stylish websites and mainstream commercials featuring Hollywood stars. Like their predecessors, modern abolitionists recognize that their strength lay in a savvy, technology-driven grassroots effort to reach as many hearts and minds as possible.
That was Stacy Robertson of Bradley University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.